Pastor Brandon here. It is New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2020. And here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue to seek after Him together as a family of families through His Word. Today we'll be reading Psalm 150, 1 Chronicles 3, Acts 9, 1 through 9. We'll be starting with Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with trumpet sound. Praise Him with lute and harp. Praise Him with tambourine and dance. Praise Him with strings and pipes. Praise Him with sounding cymbals. Praise Him with loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These are the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron, the firstborn Amnon by Ahinoam the Jezreelite, the second Daniel by Abigail the Carmelite, the third Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, the daughter of Talmai, king of Geshur, the fourth Adijah, whose mother was Haggitha, the fifth Shephathai by Abtal, the sixth Ithream by his wife Eglah. Six were born to him in Hebron, where he reigned for 7 years and 6 months, and he reigned 33 years in Jerusalem. These were born to him in Jerusalem, Shemaiah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon, four by Bathshua, the daughter of Amiel, then Ibhar, Ishma, Eliphelet, Naga, Naphgeg, Japhiah, Elishama, Elida, and Eliphelet, nine. All these were David's sons, besides the sons of the concubines, and Tamar was their sister. The son of Solomon was Rehoboam, Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah, Johanan the firstborn, the second Jehoiakim, the third Zedekiah, the fourth Shallum, the descendants of Jehoiakim, Jeconiah, the son Zedekiah his son, and the sons of Jeconiah the captive, Shealtiel his son, Malchiram, Pedaiah, Shinazar, Jachamiah, Hashama, and Nadabiah, and his sons Pedaiah, Zerubbabel, and Shammai, and the sons of Zerubbabel, Meshmolam, and Hananiah, and Shelemith was their sister, and Hashbubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hasadiah, and Jushabest, five. The sons of Hananiah, Pelatai, and Jesiah, his son, Raphaiah, his son, Arnon, his son, Obadiah, his son, Shechemai, the son of Shechemai, Shemaiah, and the sons of Shemaiah, Huth-ush, Igal, Bariah, Neriah, and Shaphat, six. The sons of Neriah, Elioenai, Hizkiah, and Azekam, three. The sons of Elioenai, Hodaviah, Ashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, 7. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 9. But Saul, still breathing threats and murders against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now, as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him, and falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and enter the city, and you will be told what you are to do." The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, and although his eyes were opened, he saw nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And for 3 days he was without sight, and neither ate nor drank. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.